Hey guys, welcome to the channel. I'm so glad that you're here. You know, our mission at Faith is to lead people to Jesus and elevate their faith. I trust that today's sermon would strengthen your faith in God and elevate your confidence for the impossible. God bless you. Let's get into it. Romans 5 verse 6. And we're going to read there. I love this scripture. And it says, for when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for who? The ungodly. Somebody say, praise God. And that's why we evangelize. That's why we tell people about Jesus. Why? Because Jesus died for them. Hey, Jesus died for them. That is why we go out. And you know, I want August to be a month of evangelism. Every Friday and the Saturdays that we're free, let's go. Let's go outreach. Everyone, come. 5:30. Let's do 5:30. 5:30. Just meet us on White Plains Road and Niri. We want to do some outreach. Amen. We got lots of supplies, but we want to let people know that Jesus loves them. Because what? People are without strength. And who died? Christ died for who? The unsaved, for the ungodly. I lower my mic a little out in the front. It said, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet, perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates what he does. What God does? What he does? Is God a dead God? Is he a dead God? Is he a dead God? Is he a sleepy God? Is he nauseous? No. What he does? Tell somebody, look out for demonstrations. Look out for demonstrations. Because it didn't say he demonstrated. He said he what? Demonstrates. So that means he's actively doing things. Hallelujah. Anyone ever went to school and your teacher did a demonstration? What happened? As a result of the demonstration, you had better understanding. Amen? My God. And as a result of God's demonstrations, of God's working, great things will happen in your life. I would have shouted if somebody was on the other side. You know, in church, you got to stay focused. Focus, focus. When you're here for 2 hours, lock yourself. When you're here for 3 hours, lock yourself in. So anything that comes forth that is life-giving, say, yes! It's hard to lock yourself in. I'm telling you, it's hard. It's hard. It's not easy. But I want to tell you, God wants to do it in you. God wants to teach his people how to focus, how to be diligent when it comes to things. God wants to teach us how to be diligent and focus. Because when you're diligent and you're focused, that was actually supposed to be my message this week, but that's going to be next week's message. You're able to accomplish more because you are what? Focus. Amen? But God has more for us. Somebody said more.
More.
Oh my God. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would dare to die. But God demonstrates his what? Own love towards us in that while we were what? Sinners, Christ died for us. Somebody shout praise the Lord. But I got more for you. The Bible says much more. What it says? Much more. Thank God that Jesus died. Thank God that I'm saved. It's my entry point into more. It's my entry point into much more. Tell your neighbor, I'm a much more kind of person. Tell him, you look kind of much more-ish too. Yeah, look, no man, you got to look. Hold on. Let me teach you. Come, Pastor Ab, come. Let me show you how to look at somebody. This is a stranger. I don't know her. Let's pretend I don't know her. But when I'm in church with brothers and sisters, and I'm going to look at you, and I'm a much more kind of person. Tell me now.
I'm a much more kind of girl.
So find somebody now and say, I'm a much more kind of person. And tell them, you look the same. Tell them, you look the same. Tell them, more looks better on you. More will make you stronger. More will make you greater. More will take you places you could have never went on your own. More will open doors that you never thought were open. More will bring miracles you never thought would ever come down your lane. Shout, I'm a more. Shout, much more. Much more. Much more. much more, much more. I'm not here to graze on corners. I'm here for much more. I'm not here to take the least. I want much more. I'm not here to take the crumbs. No, no, no. I'm here for the abundance. Much more. John 10:10 says, he came that I might have life, and life more. Life more. Life more. Life more. Life more abundantly. Much more abundantly. I'm a more kind of person. Much more. Much more. Where my people are, I say much more. Where the people of faith that would say faith is a victory, I grab much more this morning. Much blessing, much peace, much hope. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Much more. Much more than. Back to the verse. Number 9 says, much more than as a result of. Much more having now been justified by his blood. We shall be what? From the wrath through him. Oh God, you thought you got good? Man, thank God that he died for the ungodly. Thank God that when I was a sinner, I recognized. But I mean, I'm in a much more place now. I'm in a better place now. I'm not praying, Lord, forgive me. Wash me to blood. No, I've been washed. I'm clean. When God looks at me, I'm glistening. I'm shining because I didn't get washed in your works. I didn't get washed by your thoughts. I didn't get washed by my works. I didn't get washed by my mind. I got washed by the blood. I've been washed by the blood. So when God looks at me, I got the real washing. I got tidier than tied. I said I'm tidier than tied. When God looks at me, oh takatiko tiki takatolo bokota, I am right. Shout much more is mine. Shout much more belongs to me. Shout much more belongs to my generation, belongs to my children. David said I was young and now I'm old, and I've never ever seen the righteous forsaken. But he didn't stop there. He said I never saw this seed go begging for bread. Shout more. My husband is gonna serve God. My wife is gonna serve God. My grandchildren are gonna serve God. And they're gonna come into the more anointing. Because this is not a less than thing. This is more. More glory. More power, more victory, more healing, more health, more wealth. Anybody believe? They said because, hold on, because Abraham believed, God counted it as righteousness. I said because Abraham believed, God counted to him as righteousness. All God is looking for is somebody that would say, I believe. I believe your word. I believe that it's true. I believe that it is life. Shout more. More. Much more. Much more. Tell them you don't see nothing yet. Much more is mine. I say you ain't see nothing yet. Much more is mine. You ain't see nothing yet. Much more is mine. Yeah, man, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm just coming out of my cocoon. I just went through some metamorphosis. I just went through transition. But more is mine. I'm just starting to bud. I'm just starting to bud. I'm just starting to bud. My shell just cracked and I'm coming out. I'm coming out from less than. I'm leaving it behind. I'm leaving the struggles behind. I'm leaving shame behind. I'm leaving all my sorrows behind. I'm leaving my past behind. But mighty God, I'm going for more. Much more. Yalabaka labaka sala labaka sata. Alabaka labaka. I told you this month is harvest month. I told you in August is reaping month. They that sow in tears will reap in joy. They that sow in tears will reap in joy. They that sow in tears shall weep with joy, reap with joy. They that sow in tears will reap with joy. Yalabaka sandalabaka taya ratine rabababababababa shotolobobobobo. Spirit of the living God. It's not over yet. It's not over. Tell somebody it's not over. Verse 10 says, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God. God didn't wait for you to become a goody to shoe. No, he reconciled you just how bad you was. Just how, you know, Sister Lena said, when I was out in the world, I was bad. I was wild. You can't picture Sister Lena being wild. She's just too holy, too righteous. She always wear long clothes and she always looks so proper and dapper. You can't, I can't imagine that. Because of the work that Jesus did. She came into the more anointing that God give her abundant life. He pulled her out of what the devil was cooking that would have destroyed her, that would have steal her life, that would have steal her purpose, and she came into more. When you were an enemy, God showed you goodness. When you didn't want God, he drew you in. When you were running from him and doing everything opposite to his standards, the Bible says he demonstrated his love to you. He demonstrated his love. And my God, you are on the outside and you got love. Ooh, I say you are on the outside of the kingdom and the love of God draw you in. The Bible says it is the goodness of God that brings sinners to repentance. Don't get me mixed up. The goodness of God goes on and on and on. It is who he is. He is a good God. Don't we sing God is a good God? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He caused the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. My God, if it wasn't for the mercies of God, Lamentation says all of us would have been consumed. So the goodness of God brought you in, but now you're on the inside. I said you're on the inside. You know the prodigal son, we all in like that story. And the prodigal son left and he went on a journey. The prodigal son wasted everything daddy gave to him. And he lived it up like Sister Lena said, she was wild. And the prodigal went on a wild journey. And when you're wild, you lose things. Because you're not careful what you have. You burn it out, wild. It's gone. But then he started to eat pig food and he couldn't take it no more. And guess what he said? Oh my God, I was on the inside, but I came outside. He said, I was with the more, but now I'm with the less. He said, boy, this don't make no sense. Let me, the Bible says, he came to his senses and he buckled up his shoes and he said, I'm going home. I'm running home to daddy. I'm running home to daddy. I'm running home to more. I'm running home to more. I'm running home to more. And when he came home, what did he find? Love. What did he find? Fellowship. Because as he was coming, daddy saw him coming. I said, daddy saw him coming. And daddy said, hey, that's my boy. And when daddy never went to him, but he came to daddy. Watch that. Sometimes we tell the story wrong. And we said, Daddy ran to him. Daddy never ran. Daddy stayed right where he was. I want to tell somebody, the Father is waiting for you to come home. He's calling on you. He's knocking on your door. He got more for you on the inside. Just step on in. Step on in. Say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I'm coming home. Because at home there is more. Sit down. Let me tell you. So, the prodigal said, I'm going home. And when he got back home, he was welcomed. What was he welcomed with? He was welcomed with a ring that showed ownership. He got back his position. He came home, he said, I'm going to be a prodigal and I'm going to be a servant. No. When you go to heaven, there's not going to be no prodigal because he came into more. And in the kingdom of God, there are no orphans. There are no bastards. Everybody's got a daddy. I'd say everybody's got a daddy. And when he came in, daddy gave him a ring. Oh, Jesus. Daddy gave him a robe. Daddy gave him shoes. And what daddy says, boy, walk in the more way. Don't take off these shoes ever again. These are the shoes of more. This is the shoes of abundance. Walk in them. Live in them. Remain in them. Stay in them. Don't ever exchange your shoes. Stay in the more shoes. Daddy didn't stop there. Daddy said, you know what? Let's get the best cow we got. What they call the fatted calf? It means it's the healthiest, nicest, rosiest meat, yes, with nice fat on the edges. You know, sometimes you eat a nice piece of steak, you want some fat on the edges. Forget the lean meat. I don't want the lean meat. I eat that all the time. But when I'm going to eat steak, it's a get the fatted calf. Get me one that will satisfy my mouth with some good things. In the kingdom of God, there is satisfaction. Stay in the kingdom of God. Daddy said, get the fatted calf. And they killed the fatted calf. And they were all started to dance now because they're eating and they're drinking and they're feeling good. Hey, let me ask you, you better meet a family that their child was kidnapped or lost. And when that child comes home, boy, you don't know the void until it's gone. I say, you don't know the void until it's gone. To know that your child is out roaming. I have one mother that will call me, and Sharon knows this person, and some of you may know her too, but this mother will call me every couple months and she would say, Pastor, please pray that my daughter will come home. Pray that my daughter will come home. Pray that my daughter. Now, her daughter was a Christian and remained a Christian. But she walked out of the house and followed friends. And she left her church. She went to another church. That doesn't mean it is the Spirit of God. You don't like that? You cut off. I said that doesn't mean it was the Spirit of God leading her. Not everybody that comes along and says, come with me, is of God. Not everybody that comes along and says, come here, let's go, is of God. The Bible said, be rooted, grounded, and settled. Mighty God, be rooted, grounded, and settled. Settle. Don't be like crumbs where when they shake it, the crumbs come up. No, find root that when shaking come, you are strong, you are grounded, you are rooted, you are settling God. So she would pray and she said, Lord, bring my daughter home. Now, she had no contact with her, but she's here on Facebook that she's alive and she's doing good. And she knows where she's at, but she had no contact with her. And maybe once in a while, she sent her but all happy birthday, no happy birthday. Merry Christmas, no Merry Christmas. But she's alive. She know what it meant to live without her daughter. And she calls, she says, Sam, I didn't raise this girl like this. I didn't raise her like this. You know how I raise her. Because when I came to this country in the year 2000, I saw her in the church. A little girl wearing white stockings and nice little socks and pretty shoes. Flungsy dress. You know what I'm talking about? You give kids that today, they go, no, I don't want to wear that. Yeah, I try to give that to Anna. Anna's like, no, Dad, no, no, no. It itches my skin. Anybody wore those dresses? Yeah. You're itching all day long, but they put you in it and you can't say nothing. But yeah, you know? But she lost her daughter. But guess what? She called me, I think it was in the month of March. And she said, Pastor, I'm calling to give you good news. I'm calling to give you good news. Listen, weeping men do it for the night, but joy comes in the morning. When you're on the inside, you can know that your prayers avail much. You can know that the prayers of the saints will shatter every demon, will shatter every grip of Satan. It might have a tight grip now, but watch out. That grip is going to break. That grip is going to break, because there is much more are they that are with us than those who are against us. I said more are they that are with us than those who are. So, the prodigal story is real. So when the boy left the lesser side and he came to the more side, the father was ecstatic. Father was happy. Father was getting on good, rejoicing, enjoying himself. But mighty God, there was a big brother. And the big brother heard the story. Big brother heard the music. And big brother got a little mad when he found out what was happening. And he came and he did some investigation. Brother did some investigation. And big brother found out that the waster had come home. He found out that the squanderer had come home. He found out that the one that took all that they had worked hard for has returned home. And he said, this cannot make sense. This cannot make sense for my father to be this happy when a prodigal comes home, one that wasted all his inheritance, one that squandered all that daddy worked so hard for, all that we have built all the years. He took his third or his half and he went out and he wasted it. But what kind of thing is this that now daddy is dancing and daddy is celebrating? I want to tell you something. The Bible said there is more celebration in heaven when one sinner come home than 99 self-righteous people. But there's a twist to the story. I want to help you with this now. Let me show you the verse. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us. Oh, rekati la brosa talabashi anda damakasaye. Rende la banda libo shianda kasata labakataya. Verse 31 says, the father looked at the son and he said, my son, what you need is your understanding to be fixed. What you need is your eyes to be open. What you need is revelation of your position. What you need is a thinking pattern shift. Let's go to the word. Verse 31. He said, my son, what he said? Son is what? Position. I'll say that again. Son is position. That's what the Bible calls all of us what? Sons of God. Even if you're a female, you are a what? Son of God. Because it's not a gender thing. It is a position thing. Write that down. He said, my son, the father said, you are always with me. You're what? Put the scripture up, guys. When Luke 15:31. My son, the father said, you are always with me. And what? Everything I have is yours. I want to tell you, when you see people going through their redemption, it's just access point. But you are on the inside. You as a son and a daughter of God, you don't need to worry when celebrations are taking place, because you are already in the position of the much more. He did not tell the prodigal that everything is his. He said to the one that was on the inside with him all the time, the one that remained faithful, the one that remained consistent, the one that remained diligent, the one that remained focused. He said, the more is for you. Everything that I have is for you. Do not look on the outside. Do not look around. Know what God has said about you. You are a child of God. You are favored of God. You are blessed of God. Everything that God has is for you. Everything. I said everything. I said everything. We rejoice when the wicked picnic them come home. But my God, the good things are laid up for the good ones. The great things are laid up for the great ones. The best is laid up for those that are faithful. Somebody say more. Somebody say much more. The prodigal got the party. The prodigal got a ring. The prodigal got the robe because he came on beat up, battered, and abused. So he needed some makeup. He needed a makeover. But Big Brother was at home. Big Brother was grounded. Big Brother was rooted. Big Brother had the father's heart on his side. We thank God that the prodigal came back. We thank God that he's inside. But mighty God, those that remain faithful, those that remain faithful will go from more to everything. I say you'll go from more to everything. You'll transition from more to everything. Yalaba salalaba sata. Yalaba shamakatiye. Rusoko rukata rabatia. Everything. Then the Bible said we go from glory to glory. We go from grace to grace. It always gets higher with God. We go from faith to faith. We move higher and deeper. My God. Whoa. Some more. More. And the Greek word, let me give a little more for more, is malon. And that word means, oh my God, it is a comparative adverb, right? So it compares, right? So it refers to what is better as compared to what is merely good. It compares what is better than what was merely good. I want to tell you, don't settle for good. Don't settle for good. Go for more. Don't settle for what feels comfortable. Go for more. That's why I told you earlier, don't get comfortable with the Holy Ghost. Don't get comfortable with the anointing. Contest for more. Say, I want more than this, Lord. I want more than this. I want greater levels. I want greater dimension. I want greater deliverance. I want greater breakthrough. I want greater change. I want greater transformation. More of you, Lord. More. You know, when these songs come out, these are prophetic songs. These are songs from the Spirit of God. So you just write it and you say, more, more, oh, more of you, Lord. Let's continue. So it compares what was good to what was what is better to what is good, merely what is good. Now let's, it goes even deeper. It said this involves prioritization or prioritizing or ranking to elevate the better over the good. I'll go that again. This involves prioritizing or ranking to elevate the better over the good. I want to tell somebody, God is elevating you today. God is elevating you, meaning God is moving you from what was good to what is better. Hello? What was good to what is better. Man, I know some people had some good jobs, but then they went for jobs that they didn't qualify for, and now they have what? Better jobs, easier jobs, and more money. Hello? Is there any witness in here? What is that? That is God giving them more. Jesus, hallelujah. And that's all they said, Jesus. Ooh, because what? The greater is working in you. I said the greater is working in you. If the greater is working in you, how can you have less? How can you be a beneficiary of less. No, you're a beneficiary of what? More, greater blessing. My God. So what? God moves us. God transitions us to greater dimensions, greater levels. I want to talk about Joseph. Joseph was walking in the more anointing. When Joseph was sold into slavery, they couldn't hold him there. You know why? Because somebody on the inside of him was working. And his destiny, on his destiny, it was written more. On his destiny, it was written much more. Oh my God. He went down to Potiphar's house and he got more. They sent him there to be a slave. His brothers were jealous of him. His brothers want him to go under. You know, you might be and around some people that are hoping that you go under. They're probably looking at you. You know, yesterday I was praying for a certain sister. And my God, as I was praying for her, I saw a spirit looking at her. I saw the demon just looking. And guess what I did? I bulged out his eyes because he wants to bring her to less when God has more for her. Oh God, the spirit of jealousy always want to bring people down. I always want to bring you down. Want to plot and plan and scheme. So his brother said, you think we're going to bow down to you? No, you're going to have less than that. We're going to, now don't worry about having an opportunity for anybody to bow or for you to even sit in a place of position. We're going to make you a slave. But I want to tell you, the Bible says we fear no evil. We fear no man. The Bible said, do not fear what man to you. I said, the Bible said, you do not fear what man can do to you. So they sent him down to Egypt. He showed up there as a slave. But when you're anointed for something, it doesn't matter who sell you, who put your name on any altar, it's going to backfire. It's going to backfire because the greater is on the inside of you. I said the greater is on the inside. And if the greater is on the inside, the Bible says out of your belly is going to flow rivers. So they sent him down to be a slave. And when he got down there, instead of flowing slavery, the man was flowing leadership. He was destined according to man to be a slave. But according to the will of God, the man was destined to be a king. So when he got down into slavery on the journey, and they put him, they somehow he found himself in Potiphar's house. But when he got to Potiphar's house, he got there as a slave. Now he got there as a slave, but quickly Potiphar recognized something in him. And he said, this man doesn't belong here. This man have qualities that will make my life better. I say that again. This man got qualities that will make my life better. Do you know when you get promoted at your job, there's, you know what they see in you? Potential. To make the company a better place. They're not promoting, oh, because I love you. No, there's some girls that get promoted because they do some funky stuff for the boss. I'm not talking about those guys. And none of you should be doing that. Right, I like that. Not at all. But yeah, I'm not talking about that. Because what? Potiphar's wife wanted to do funky stuff with him. Because the moment you get into a leadership position, eyes get placed on you. Eyes are placed on you. So yeah, he got there and they wanted him to be a slave. But quickly the man ascended to a place of prominence. You know what he was walking in? The more anointing. God, they positioned him in a lower place, but God moved him up to more. And the man Potiphar said, I'm going to make you the second in command in my house. You're going to bypass all who have been here for years serving me because there is something within you. And it doesn't matter what men try to do and how they try to limit you. It is flowing out of you and I cannot but help it. I am going to receive. I'm going to put myself in a position that you will become a blessing to me. You're saying, God, I don't belong here. How did I get here? He's saying, because the more anointing is working in you. The anointing for excellence, the anointing for promotion, the anointing for elevation is within you. He was walking in the more anointing. And then Potiphar's wife grabbed him and said, boy, come, let's do some dirty stuff. He said, not here. He said, I'm not going to give in to your plots, plans, or scheme, devil. I tell you, the devil got different ways of showing up. The enemy is subtle, cunning. Because if you had listened to his flesh, he'd probably be like, nobody's going to ever find out about this. Hello? Nobody's going to ever find out. Because it's not the man's daughter, it's the man's wife. And she's not going to open her mouth because she want the good stuff. She's not going to rat on herself. Let's be real. All of you that are holding secrets from your husband, you know you're not telling him. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. One real person came to church. But thank God for the blood of Jesus. It doesn't exist. God wash it, wipe it away. Amen? So she wasn't going to rot on herself. She could have said, oh, this is a good opportunity. I will have favor forever here. Because boy, she will favor me. Because I got the candy she's looking for. You think I'm promoted now? You better watch after I deal with this business how good I'm going to get. Yeah, that's the carnal thinking. That's the way of the flesh. But the man says, I'm not going to hurt the heart of my God. Because there's more for me. The enemy always come with a set up plan that looks good. But it's actually to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. He would have lost his head. You think him going to prison is bad? If he had only sinned, he would have messed up God's purpose for his life. He would have lost the blessing that God wanted to make him to generations to come. But the man said, no, I will not dare do a thing like that and hurt the heart of my God. That is where we got to come to. When you're on the inside, live like you're on the inside. I said, when you're on the inside, live like you're on the inside. When you're in the kingdom of God, live like a son of God. When you're on the inside, live like a daughter of God. Have some pride. Have some self-pride. To know what God has blessed you with. Know where God has brought you from. Know what God has said about you. And live with the more anointing. Somebody shout more. So he did not give in to her. But you know what he did? He went to prison. Again, they took him in chains to Egypt. He got promoted. Why? By the snare of a woman. But who knows, if God is for you, no man can be against you. If God be for you, lift up your head. I say, if God be for you, if God be for you, who can be? It's time for us to walk with our heads high. Because you're a child of God. You're a son of God. You're a daughter of God. And the more anointing, don't walk like you don't know who you are. When you walk into a room, walk in with confidence. If the greater is really in you, it is time for us to walk, not with pride, but confident. Assured of who you are. Assured. 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 You don't need money to be assured. You just need the Holy Ghost to be assured. I say you don't need money to be assured. You need the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Spirit brings boldness. I said the Holy Spirit brings boldness. On the day of Pentecost, when thousands were gathered, the Bible said Peter stood up with the 11. They didn't have money. They had the Holy Ghost. They didn't have position in the world. They had the Spirit of God. The more was working on the inside of them. So we know Joseph's story. Joseph stayed there. And Joseph went back to prison. He came in chains. He got promoted to the almost at the top. But mighty God, he went back to the dungeon. But the Bible said the more was working in him in the dungeon. When the prison keeper looked at him, he said, this man got more in him. This man got more in him. My God, nobody can hold you down. Even in the dungeon, you're going to shine bright. I said, even if they put you in a pit, you're going to shine bright. Because the greater is working in you. The more anointing is in you. And you know what happened? We know he became second in all command of Egypt, but forget that. The man became the head of the prison. He became the head of the prison. I want to tell you, be the head right where you are. I said, be the head right where you are. Sometimes we're waiting. Oh, when I come out of here, I'm going to give it my best. When I get my next job, you're going to see me shine. But the Holy Ghost is saying, shine right now, right where you are today. Because it's in you. Let it out. Let that excellence that's within you come out today. Now, if he did not shine in the pit, he could never shine in the palace. As too often we're waiting for the palace to shine. And we're waiting, when I get my promotion, oh boy, I'm going to wear the best suit. A lady told me something when I was about 18 years. Her name is Miss Robalito. Miss Robalito said, Sam, don't dress the job you have. Dress the job you want. She said, dress the job you want. Look the way you want. I heard a story. You know, there's that church, Greater Faith, up the road. Apostle White, right? They said when they went to buy that building, they didn't have the money. God gave them an idea. The pastor said to all the men, listen, all of you get black and put on business suits and walk with an Hitachi case in your hand. And they walked into the bank all prim and proper, regular men. But they looked a certain way because the more was on the inside of that woman of God. And God give her the idea, say, hey, boys, let's get ready. We're going to the bank. And they walk into the bank looking a certain way, stush, prim, and proper. When they got into the bank, they all looked like Joseph. They could not get turned down. I want to tell you right where you are, start where you are. Start right where you are, because there's much more, and God's purpose is to elevate you. God's plan is to take you higher. But now you have to cooperate with the one that has the plan. You have to cooperate, meaning he's doing a part, but you got to do your part. So the man said, I'm in the pit, but I'm going to shine in the pit. And they made him the head. The prison keeper gave the keys to him. So he opened the door. He could have left if he wanted, because he had the key. I said, he could have left. But he was a man of integrity. Not because you get promoted, that means you're going to take advantage of it. Not because you get promoted, you're going to misuse your power. Some of us, we can't wait to get promoted at our job so we get some power. No, no, no. When God promotes you, it's for you to serve. Yes. Hello? When God promotes you, it's for you to serve people, for you to be the best servant. Hey, hello? The Bible says we don't lord over. We don't lord over people because we know the great king, he watches. The Bible says his eye goes to and fro. What is for you is going to be yours. There's nobody that can discount you because the more is in you. And if the anointing is within you, it shall come to you. All you have to do is now cooperate. Work in sync with God. So he said, they throw me in this pit. They're going to come and take me out of this pit. They throw me in the pit. I'm not opening the door on my own. Deliverance will come from God. They brought me in here with shame on my face, but they're going to take me out with glory all over me. I want to tell you, when the more anointing is at work, God has a way of bringing you out because of what's within you. The problem is we don't allow what is within us to flow. We're waiting for our next season to flow. But what God gave Joseph was the ability to understand dreams. He gave him the ability to decode things. So now Pharaoh on the outside has a dream. And Pharaoh can't interpret it. And all the soothsayers and the magicians are, what is the spirit saying? They're not getting nothing. And they're banging their head and they're reading their books, their tarot cards. and they're looking into the crystal ball, but nothing. Nothing all day. Nothing, 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 nothing. Because what? There is a man in the pit that is full of purpose and full of answers. Hey, so when they're there now, who is it? The baker? The baker. I always get mixed up with the baker. Who's the other guy? Cupbearer. Cupbearer forget. He said, when you go out, remember me. Who forgot? The cupbearer or the baker? The baker forgot. Baker forgot. Don't ever depend on a baker. All they care about is their bread. All they want is their dough to rise. So, no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, Pastor Abby's a baker. And we can depend on her. Give her a hand. So, I don't depend on church people. They tell you the wrong stuff. All right, hold on. So, the baker died. Because you know why? He didn't need good flour. He didn't make a good bread. So Pharaoh said, away with him. Because his bread is disgusting. He probably thought Pharaoh liked sourdough bread, but he didn't like sourdough bread. He liked his bread fresh and nice, right? So he died. But the cupbearer remembered, and this is like 2 years later. It was like 2 years later. Time and purpose works together. There's a time and a season for everything. Look at Sister Lena. Look at her. She's an older person in age, right? She looks very young, but she's been living for a long time. When did her deliverance come? Now. Now her deliverance came. So there is times for everything. So the cupbearer, he recognized that these magicians are no good. They don't got the more anointing within them. Because he experienced the more anointing. When he was in prison, he got the chief decoder was there. And he unwrapped the mystery around his dream. And he said to him, you're going to be restored to your position. But Mr. Baker, good luck with you. We don't know what's going to happen with you. But this man is going to be restored. And now he remembered what Joseph did for him. And the word came true. I want to tell you, today, some people are going to remember you. Amen. I said, somebody is going to remember you. Somebody's going to remember your good works. Somebody's going to remember your kindness. Somebody's going to return and be a blessing to you because of the seed that you have sown. Do not get tired of working the works of God. Somebody will remember you. So he remembered Joseph and he said, oh, Mr. Pharaoh, there is a man that is in the pit. There is a man that has the answer that you're looking for. And they went now. Just imagine Joseph, the one with the keys for the prison, that had the more working within him. He is there and he's doing his daily duty because he was running the prison. He was running. You see what happens a lot of times when we think we're in the pit and all is against us, we sit and we mourn and we cry. That you go to the doctor, he said, oh, you were depressed. So come. Sit here depressed. How does people who are depressed look? Smile. That's not depression. The doctor said, oh, you are depressed. Here are some antidepressants. Oh, we're so sorry for you. You know, these things happen to people that go through a lot of trauma. We know if you've went through a lot, right? Yeah, a lot. And I know it's heavy on you. But take this, what, Prilosec? No, that's not it. What is it called? Ativan. That's a new one. But there's a famous one. Zantax. Prozac. I'm talking about all these heartburn stuff because Cher has been having baby heartburn. So I'm kind of familiar with all of those things, right? But take this what? Prozac. And what? Driving the van? Ativan. But go home and take these. And don't worry. This should help you. But you might feel suicidal. You might become a little more anxious from time to time. You might lose your appetite. You might want to sleep. You might get diarrhea. Side effects. But she's in a dark place. But here is the man that had the more anointing working in. Get up. Smile. This is what's his name? Joseph. Yes. Like, do your business now. Run the prison. Let me see how you run the prison. She's in a pit, but yet she is taking care of what needs to happen. She's not only looking out for herself. She is serving people. She's making things happen because Joseph was not caught up in a situation. The man was serving in the prison. When people had dreams, he prayed for them. He said, come, let's pray for this. Let's pray about this thing. Let's see what God is saying. Let's seek the heart of God. The devil comes and tell you that you're in trouble. Sit down and wallow in it. The devil does not want you. You may be seated. The devil doesn't want you to break through. So he tells you that you're in a dark place. Sit down. When is this going to change? When will my breakthrough come? Oh, Pastor. Oh, Sister Dolly. Oh, Pastor Abby. Oh, Pastor Mike. Oh, no! Get busy and do something.
Yes.
Get active. Yes. You defeat the devil by your testimony. You know what your testimony is? I'm a busybody for Jesus. I'm not going to sit down and take your trouble. I'm not going to sit down and take your stress. I'm not going to take your heartache. I'm going to find somebody to serve. I'm going to be a blessing to somebody. I might be feeling pain all over my body, but Jesus went to the cross and he took my pain. And he went to the cross and he took my guilt. He went to the cross and he took my misery. So I'm going to serve him no matter what. So the more anointing was working in the man said, you know what? I must be busy. I got to get something done. And then Pharaoh, the cupbearer, remember, the cupbearer said, there is a man in the pit. There is a man in that dungeon that will give you the answer. And when he came and he said, oh, Pharaoh, oh, Pharaoh, oh, all hail Pharaoh. I love you, Pharaoh. Wonderful Pharaoh. What can I do for you? He told him the dream. And the Bible said, when Joseph was done with Pharaoh, all Pharaoh could have said, you are second only to me in all of Egypt. In all of Egypt. I want to tell you, promotion doesn't come from the east. Promotion doesn't come from the west. But promotion comes from the God of the much more. Promotion comes from the God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above you can ever ask, think, or imagine. I want to tell you today, shine right where you are positioned. God doesn't want you to shine over in some far place. No, he wants you to shine in your Jerusalem. He says, start right where you are. He wasn't waiting for the palace. He wasn't waiting for a crowd. He was active right where he was. And as a result, what happened? Today we read about Joseph. And even if you go and you dig, you'll find Joseph. You'll find Joseph all over the Bible. And you'll see him, his name written. And his name is testified of all across the world. Because the man shined right where he was. But he did not give in to the world. He didn't give in to the pleasures of outside. You see, sometimes when you're in the kingdom, the people outside look like they're having a good time. Hello? The people on the outside look like they're having the ball of a time. They're your friends, oh God, young people, your friends gonna pressure you. Your friends are gonna bring all kinds of propositions to you. The old people shouldn't have much trouble.
Amen.
But everybody got their own temptation. The senior club is gonna have a dance, and they're gonna have drinks there. They're going to have old men with walker and cane. And you know some of the old guys, they come with their hat and they like to look slick and smooth. They wear the vest with the tie and they look stush, right? But every age got its own temptation. Somebody say amen. Yes, it's true. But you got to stay on the inside because there is more on the inside. What the word says, much more. How much?
Much more. I want you to leave here today with a mindset that God wants to do much more for you. God wants to shift things in your life. God wants to transition you. Just like he transitioned Joseph from the prison straight up to the palace. Don't trace God. Don't try to trace God. Don't try to track God. Let God be God and let every man be a liar. Let me give you one more. The Bible says when God called Abraham in chapter 11 of Genesis, he told him, leave your father's house. In chapter 12, it says that Abraham left with all his possession. He left what? With all his possession. He left with everything. I want to ask you today, will you follow God with all that you have? Will you follow God with all that you have? I know sometimes we struggle to serve God with our money, but I want to tell you, when Abraham came, he came with his money too. He came with all his possession. I want to tell you, start serving God with your money. Start serving God with your strength. Don't leave your strength at home when it's time to worship. Serve God with your strength. I want to tell you a little more. Serve God with your children. Bring your children to the house of God when you come to worship. When they went to Pharaoh, they said, us and our children will go and worship God. Bring everything before the king. And I'm going to show you the result of that. He left with his possession. That's in Genesis 12, verse 5. But somebody say more. Somebody say more. Genesis 12, 16 said, oh my God. God took him down to Egypt, right where Joseph would be. And it says, the king treated Abraham well for the sake of his wife. If he did not bring his wife, he would not be treated good in that situation. We need to bring everything when we come before God. Don't come with some things. Come with everything. Come with all that you have. All that you have. If you don't come with your money, you can't expect money blessing. I said, if you don't come with your money, you can't get money. Who wants money blessing? Put your hand up. Yeah. But how are you going to want? The Bible said, what measure is so that's going to give to you. If you sow goodness, it's only goodness you're going to get. If you sow mercy, you're going to get more mercy. If you sow love, you're going to get more love. But if you sow cha-ching, you're going to get more cha-ching. You don't like that doctrine? Too bad for you. Good luck. Hope you don't suck salt. Rokesi la broka. You heard that? If you want increase financially, you got to bring your possessions before God. Because God wants to do something for you. God wants to do something for you. And what God wants to do is much more than you would ever do. I said, what God wants to do for you is much more than you can ever do for yourself. Let's skip over now. Look at this. Let's get over to the word. It says in now 13, the man brought everything in 11. 12, he went down to Egypt. He was favored. And what did the king do? The king treated him good because of his wife. And he what? He gave him sheep. He gave him oxen. He gave him male donkeys. Oh my God, male and female servants. The man gave him all of that in Egypt. Female donkeys. Why? That represents potential. Why didn't the Bible say that? Because that means now the man will go back where he came from to the land of Canaan and he's going to prosper. God made a famine to happen in Canaan. He left Canaan. He went to Egypt with all that he had yet again. And now he comes out of Egypt with much more. I'm going to come out with much more. Tell somebody that. Say, I'm coming out with much more. I go in one way and I'm coming out with much more. Hallelujah. Rubeka Sandarabashata. Now, let's look. Let's skip over to 13 now. 13 verse 2. This is the same man, Abraham, that went with all he had. And it says, and Abraham became what? Can we get that scripture, guys? Genesis 13, verse 2. God has more for somebody this morning. Hallelujah. Open it. Look at this. Read. Now, the word very is the word extremely. It says, the man, Abraham, had become extremely wealthy in livestock, silver, and gold. How? Extreme riches. Extreme. God wants to do more in you. People look at you as simple, but God has an extreme blessing for you. God has an extreme blessing for you. Who hold that today? Who would say that's me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. God has an extreme blessing for you. God doesn't want to do something little in your life. The God that we serve is a big God. Isn't he a great God? So can he do little things? No, he does big things. He does great things. He does massive things. Because what he said, exceeding abundant. That's like extreme right there. Because abundant is good enough. Abundant is good. But God want to do what? Exceedingly abundantly. That's two crazy words together. I don't know if you saw it. But you guys are tired. You can't see when you're tired. I want to tell you, God wants to give someone extreme wealth. Because if he did it for Abraham, he's going to do it for you. Because the Bible says that I am a seed of Abraham. You are the seed of Abraham. You are the children of Abraham. Hello? I say you are the children of Abraham. And some of you are saying, how come my hair is straight and your hair curly? Abraham got a lot of kids. He got all kind of kids. It doesn't matter what kind of hair texture you got. You're a child of Abraham. And the more anointing is in you. It worked in Joseph. It worked in Abraham. And it's going to locate you today. I said it's going to locate you today. I said it's going to locate those online today. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you so much for watching this message. We pray that it encouraged your hearts. We also want to say a special thank you to our faithful givers and partners. It's because of your generosity that the vision moves forward. If you would like to partner with us, please visit faithchurch.life/give. On Sundays, we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. live on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. So join us there. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss another sermon again. I'm Emily. Let's break the code.